My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming on YouTube as well at the Team 980. Coming up at 6:30, we have two things in the basketball world to talk about. One, you might have heard Adrian Wojnarowski dropped the ultimate Woj bomb, a final Woj bomb, if you will, today. He's retiring from ESPN. We'll talk about it. Plus, Anthony and I's day yesterday at the Wizards media tip-off. We will discuss, including what Anthony Haney doing some serious work on the court in the pickup game.
Something like that.
Yeah. that, after all of the bad picks and all the things that we've talked about today that put sadness on Anthony's face, the beaming ear-to-ear smile now, he is excited for 6:30. But we have business to get to before that, Anthony, and that involves ranking every team in the NFL in our tiers that we decided that are good to do that with. Talk about selling it. Might need to work on the marketing in this one. It's our NFL tiers, four tiers of NFL team. Prime contender, puncher's chance, interesting but not quite good enough, and no chance in, you know, anything. Let's start with the prime contenders, because I think that there are teams that need to be talked about to go down, and I think there is at least one team that needs to talk about being brought up. The Chiefs, Ravens, Niners, Lions sit at the top of prime contenders, and then we said we're going to revisit the Eagles and the Cowboys. Well, the Eagles and Cowboys lost, as did the Lions, and the Ravens, Anthony, are 0-2. What do we do here? And by the way, the Niners lost. And the Chiefs get to sit in a category all of their own. I think that's probably a little ridiculous. I think that's a bit of an overreaction. But I do think we need to talk about basically the rest of these teams. Let's just go in order that they're on the sheet here. The Ravens. Call me crazy, but I still believe in the Baltimore Ravens. The loss to Vegas is bad, but I still think that they're a good football team that'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think defensively they also have some questions to figure out. Mike McDonald's not there. They're still adjusting.
Wait, you mean a team with new coordinators and new players might have an adjustment period?
Sadly, but...
I think that's allowed around these parts.
The personnel is still there, though.
Right, and they've got a bunch of good brains in the building. They'll be fine. I'm not taking the Ravens out. The Niners are an interesting one because their puncher's chanceness feels much more injury-related. They're without CMC. They're going to be without Debo. Like, can they just flip the switch and turn it back around? They're facing the Rams this week who are... They're not going to have any sympathy for the Niners' injury concerns with what they got going on. Puka out. Cup out.
Johnson just headed there, too. Like,
yeah, they are a mess in terms of the injury situation. And, you know, they're... Thus, the Niners are... even despite not having CMC and Debo, are 7-point favorites. Here's what I would say. As long as the Niners are going to get McCaffrey and Debo back, they're prime contenders for me. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to put them in bubble wrap and take whatever beating it takes of while those guys are out to just be like, just watch them in the end, because when those two dudes are together, their record is insane. But without those two, they're vulnerable. So I think they're still prime contenders if we're taking the long view, but it might get ugly defending that position in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think the Niners, I think they're going to be all right. I think, you know, as far as not being without CMC, I think in that system, like, it's hard to replace CMC, but I still think you can get a lot of, you know, production out of the running back position. And then you go out there and get you Brandon Ayuk, and you pay him. I think he just has to show up now. Like, you still got Kittle, you still got Juwan Jennings. They're going to be fine.
All right, the Lions. They lost to a team in Tampa that suddenly looks really good. I don't feel like we need to move them.
Nah.
But they are on alert this week.
Yes.
To be potentially moved down, they could be in a fluid fluctuation. The Eagles. I am willing to keep the Eagles up because, one, I don't want to say they lost on a fluke. Like, they got to execute. And Saquon Barkley had the game in his hands. I think Nick Sirianni's decision-making is probably up for question late in that game as well. Really good discussion about that on the Athletic Football Show and, like, how coaches use analytics and data well or not at the end of games because of how it influences strategy of, oh, let's put a team down three or, you know, hey, we're a really good fourth and short team. Like, should we look at the numbers differently? And I don't think Sirianni did a good job there. But he also didn't have A.J. Brown. And as long as A.J. Brown's coming back, I think they are as dangerous as anyone in the league. So I'm willing to keep the Eagles up. Cowboys are a bit of a different story. They got dump trucked, bro.
Yeah, I would agree. Definitely keep the Eagles. I love the call by Kellen Moore. They just, you know, got to execute. That's the game of football. Dallas, on the other hand, they got a lot more questions than I actually originally thought. And the biggest problem is the fact they still haven't addressed what happened to them last year in the playoffs and what keeps happening to them in the playoffs where they can't stop the run against these West Coast-style offenses. So until they fix that, we're going to have to move those guys down.
Here's what I'm going to say. I say we actually leave the Cowboys up.
Okay.
Because it's our system. We can do whatever we want. They're facing the Ravens this week. Winner stays up, loser goes down. Ravens, as good as I think they are, they can't be 0-3 and still in prime contenders.
Yeah.
So they beat the Cowboys, Cowboys go down. Cowboys beat them, well, I mean, I guess at that point they would have beat an 0-3 team, but they're going to have to show us something to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I say we're going to, I can't believe we're doing this, but we're going to leave them up. But I think there's some teams in puncher's chance that we need to talk about coming up. Big, bold letters, Anthony. I told you, the Buffalo Bills, I think we need to talk about them. We bolded it last week because I let you win and say, hey, they should be in puncher's chance. They're not in prime contenders.
Yeah.
I would like a word on that. The word is they're going up.
Yeah. Yeah. I have nothing on. They went out there. They beat a really good defense in the Miami Dolphins. Made them actually look pretty easy, to be honest.
And again, like, some people might be like, oh, but it wasn't Tua out. No, they went up 31, whatever it was before Tua went out.
Yep.
They beat the crap out of them. And they're really good. And Josh Allen is maybe the second best quarterback in the league behind Mahomes, even if he just cracked Anthony's top five yesterday. So I think the Bills belong. Like, do they belong with the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Ravens, the Lions? Yes. Yes, they do. Thus, they go up. Is there anybody else in the puncher's chance group that you think deserves consideration for prime contenders?
I think after this week, I would say that the Buccaneers, the Texans, I think those two teams.
Texans and Bucks, I think, are keeping an eye on them. I don't think I'd put either of them up right now, though. I don't think the Texans have been overly convincing. They're still gelling. I think there's a chance that they do come together and by the way, they are 2-0, so they might win some games along the way to gelling into a legitimate contender, prime contender, if you will. I think the Bucks, I like them a lot. Let's also see how they survive this rash of injuries they have, see where Vita Vea is at. But I do think that they're a team that is worth watching as well. Okay, the rest of Puncher's Chance, I think, is probably going to stay, but maybe a team or two that could be on the way down. We'll talk about those and see if anybody in the interesting but not quite good enough, all of a sudden we think, hey, that team, They got a puncher's chance at this. We get to the back end of our ratings and our tiers next on The Hoffman Show. It's The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Continuing with our NFL tiers, we got our prime contenders locked in for the week. Chiefs, Ravens, Niners, Lions, Eagles, Cowboys, and Bills. All right, puncher's chance, Anthony. Stay or go? Texans, I think they stay right where they're at.
Yeah, they stay.
Dolphins, I don't know what to do with them because we don't know what their quarterback situation is going to be.
Yeah, but they're going to be without him at least for 4 weeks because he's on IR. I don't have the utmost faith in Skylar Thompson, but they did go out and sign Tyler Huntley.
I think we leave him
for
a week.
Yeah, we give him a week.
You got a week, Miami. Let's see. Can you look like a competent team? Because I do think their coaching staff is pretty brilliant. I do think their defenses are right. Uh-huh. They still have Tyreek. Like, if I was a mediocre to bad NFL quarterback, I'd want Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle to throw to. And I'd want Mike McDaniel scheming it up. I think they'll run the hell out of the football. We'll see. All right, Bucks, we're going to keep them there for now, but they are on the potential up and up. I think the Seahawks are kind of in that same boat. If the Seahawks were to go out this weekend, I need them to win by 4. That would solidify some things for Miami because that's who they face. And if they go out and dump truck the Dolphins, then I think we're talking about Seattle potentially going up.
Yeah. I think their defense out there is definitely what's going to keep them in games. So if you have a strong defense, I think you have the power to, you know, make some moves throughout the season.
The Chicago Bears, Anthony. What do we do with the Chicago Bears?
They got one more week. We know they have all the talent in the world around Caleb Williams. Their defense saved them.
They
the shouldn't first
have
game
won week one.
Well. Defense saved them. I mean, well,
their defense saved them, and Will Levis saved them in week one.
Yeah, that too.
All right, we'll give them one more week. Packers, we have temporarily frozen in puncher's chance. Because we think that once Jordan Love gets back, they'll be fine. The Rams, Anthony, they're in a bad way, dude.
I think we got to bump them down.
I think we do, sadly. Too. I think, sadly, the injuries might wind up being too much for them. Realistically, like, do they have a puncher's chance to win the Super Bowl?
Ooh. Not a lot to be desired on offense or defense right now.
Not too much. The Falcons, they look better in week two than they did in week one. Good for them. Steelers, their defense is nasty. They got a chance. The Jets, I'm giving the Jets another week. I know they won, but like they weren't impressive. They fought with the Titans.
Yeah, I mean,
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a 300-yard game and 24 straight.
Yeah, but there are a lot of quarterbacks this season that aren't throwing the ball that much.
It is the year of the defense.
Also, I think his role with the team is a little bit diminished just because they have two outstanding running backs. So they're going to run the ball a lot more than they've asked.
That's true. Their defense needs to be, like, disgusting for them to stay in that puncher's chance.
Yeah, and I don't think it is either.
And that's where I'm a little concernicus. Yeah. All right, interesting but not good enough. Is there anybody that we need to move up or, frankly, down in this group? The Rams, we just put there. The Chargers.
The Chargers, I think they got one more week. I think if the Chargers go out there and somehow get the job done on the ground again, I think they're definitely worth, you know, putting up just because we've seen how far a running game can take
you. It's a Jim Harbaugh team. He always figures it out instantly because he's that good of a coach. The Patriots, they're exactly where they belong. Yep. They are interesting, but they are not good enough. The Colts, Colts, Anthony.
We don't even got to talk about those guys in blue. I'll see them this Sunday, and I hope they win, but they need to stay right here until they figure some things out.
Yikes. Jags, same bit, yep. I think. The Bengals, if they blow out the Commanders, they could go up.
If they blow out the Commanders.
Well, like, because if they're like, yo, we're on a different level. If they just fight with the Commanders, like if the Commanders cover, I don't think they even get the based off who their quarterback is. The Bengals should not be an interesting but not good enough. They should be in puncher's chance.
Yeah, I mean,
they did go toe to toe with the Chiefs last week.
They did.
So do we move them up anyway, or do we make them earn it by beating the crap out of the Commanders?
You got to beat the Commanders like the Saints beat the Cowboys.
Do that.
30-point win.
Do that. By the way, we'll get to the Saints in a sec. Actually, let's just do the Saints now. Are the Saints in puncher's chance?
Who that?
They've been the best team in football through 2 weeks. Even if they don't stay up there, they've earned it. Congratulations, Saints. This is the highest you've ever been in our power rankings. Raiders, I think they're right where they're supposed to be. Interesting, not good enough.
Yep.
Broncos, interesting.
Negative.
Not good enough. They are the Broncos the number one contender to be the second team to be moved all the way down?
Yeah, they probably are, but it's probably going to take 5 or 6 more weeks of, you know, just straight poor play.
Mm. I don't know if I'm going to have that kind of patience.
Good, great. Oh, you're ready to just
although
pull
I
the
will
trigger.
Say, I will say, Sean Payton, last year Payton and them started terribly, including a loss to the Commanders in week 2. Remember that? When the Commanders yep. started off 2-0 last year?
I thought we were going to be, you know, solid.
Hey, they got some things figured out. Yeah. They just got to keep getting an upward trajectory. Uh-huh. And it turns out it was like a little ledge that was actually the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, it was.
And then, it was a long fall.
They're still falling. Actually, never mind. One that word.
Yeah, there's a safety net at the bottom, thankfully. His name is Adam Peters, and he's here to help things in the future. But yeah, the Broncos did turn things around at the tail end of last season, back half of last year. We know that they're talent deficient. We know that they are taking a year basically because of the Russell Wilson contract and the enormous dead cap number. There's no way they were going to field a competitive team this year. And I think we should just potentially, you know, if they are terrible, a couple more weeks, or depending on how bad it gets this week, I think we should just acknowledge that reality.
Yeah.
If the Buccaneers go out and beat them by 20 points, I think the Broncos belong at the bottom of the league.
This soon?
Yeah, I mean, they're not there forever.
Okay, all right.
If they turn it around, they can become interesting again. But the Broncos, frankly, outside of the fact they have a rookie quarterback, are just not that interesting right now.
Yeah.
The Titans... they're interesting, but not good enough.
Man, a dude will. You stop giving games away, you know?
Yeah. I love the Brian Callahan captures. Dude, what the bleep are you doing?
Yeah.
Something you don't want to hear from your head coach if you're a starting quarterback. The Browns, I mean, they won, but... I got to say this. They have no chance in hell if their quarterback's going to play like that. But their defense is good enough. They belong in the interesting. Like Chubb. the neighborhood they belong in is interesting, but not quite good enough. And that's a good point. Nick Chubb eventually coming back.
In a couple of weeks. I think he'll be back for the Commanders game, which is a little concerning.
Yikes. Minnesota Vikings.
I like what they've done so far.
Do we move them up?
Nah. Not Sam Darnold got to show me a little bit more, man. Two games ain't going to get it done.
I mean, what they're doing defensively is also impressive, though.
True. Flores, his scheme and some stuff. That's what Brock Purdy said.
You know what? You beat the 49ers like that, you get to go up in my book. I'm overruling you here.
All right.
The Vikings get to go up. Even if they only last there a week, if Darnold implodes, Darnold implodes. But congrats, they've done it. The Commanders, mega interesting, not good enough. Giants.
Heck no.
They are in Broncos country. Let's ride. Nothing on that, Anthony?
I love it, actually.
Really?
Let's ride.
I just pulled the whole... Nah.
I know.
All right, Arizona Cardinals. They have a nice house in this neighborhood, I think, and the interesting but not quite good enough, but I think... I mean, what they did to the Rams, I think, had more to do with the Rams' current state than it did the Cardinals, but they could be plucky by the end of the season.
I mean, if Marvin Harrison goes out and plays like he did Sunday every week...
Sure.
There ain't going to be one team that can stop them.
Oh, the Cardinals 2-0?
No,
they lost. They lost opening weekend.
Yeah,
if they were 2-0, I'd be
Marvin
like, that's
only had one catch, I think.
Right, that'd be like a Viking situation, but we can't do that after 1 week.
No.
All right, and then last but not least, no chance in hell. The Carolina Panthers currently occupying that neighborhood all by their own selves.
If they win this week, do they move up?
No, because they're still a team that's like, okay, cool. Andy Dalton's your safety net. Andy Dalton's not taking you anywhere.
You never know. Look at Sam Darnold.
I do know. The coaching staff in Carolina is not what Kevin has in Minnesota.
Great point. They also
don't have a Justin Jefferson.
Great point.
I did think about taking Carolina in competition Wednesday. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Yeah.
They're 5-point dogs. Yeah, they're five. Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking them to win.
Okay.
How dare you question me like that.
Are they going 0-16? 17?
No.
Okay.
That's so hard to do.
It's hard to do.
I mean, with Bryce last year and the disaster of what their the end of the season was last year.
They won two games, right?
They won two games.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The Raiders, look. Honestly, when I'm looking at my picks, I'm like, should I take the Panthers +5 at Vegas?
But I thought I was looking very hard at that game. Very, very hard. And I was like, nah, because I think Jimmy Gardner Minshew. I think he's going to come back down to earth.
Yeah. That's my question. Is like, if Gardner comes back down to earth and gets a couple turnovers, Carolina's like, we got to rally. Dalton controls the game. Like, I could definitely see that being a one-score game.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not giving it.
You sure?
Yeah. The segment, that was 2 segments ago.
Okay.
Can't. It's against the rules. Competitions have time limits, Anthony. That's how it goes. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, a couple of hoops things to talk about. One, how did Anthony play not only against fellow media members, but some Wizards coaches? How did he hold up? And one final Woj bomb. We talk about the shocking announcement that ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski is retiring here on the Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. All right, so Anthony, do you want to talk about Woj first, or do you want to talk about your day yesterday first?
I'm
going to be honest. I think more people care about your day.
Okay.
So let's talk about it.
All right.
So every single year, the Wizards have their media tip-off. And it's a cool event they do. I think it's great as an idea in terms of, hey, let's get the media folks together with some of our team leaders. So like we got a chance to talk to Will Dawkins a little bit and Brian Keefe and a lot of assistants. And so everybody's there and they also play a pickup game. And last year, Anthony, neither of us played in the pickup game, right? Or did you? Yeah, you didn't get a chance to play.
Nope.
I decided not to play. And this year I also, again, decided not to play because I haven't touched a basketball in a long time. I'm also in the middle of half marathon training and was like, I really don't want to risk getting hurt playing basketball because I'm not in basketball shape. I'm in long distance running shape, which are two very different types of shapes. I've had some ankle stuff recently and I was just like, you know what? I probably shouldn't do this. After seeing the game, I wish I would have played because I don't know that I had to be in the world's greatest shape to participate a little bit. But it was great to talk to, talk to the folks there and set up some stuff for us this season. We have one big project that we're working on, that hopefully we'll be able to talk about, once it's done, but cool stuff. But Anthony, you were out there playing and you were out there, not just playing in the putz around part of the game. You were out there, one of the 10 on the floor when things got competitive. And so not only is it some of the Wizards Wizards coaches, some of whom were former NBA players out there, but you got some of the development coaches who were like the Wizards practice players, including one guy. I'm sorry to do this to Max Johns, but Max Johns a couple years ago was like the eighth guy in Duke's rotation. We're talking about a dude that was playing D1 basketball like 2 years ago. And he's out there getting buckets, probably one of the better players on the court. By the way, Max Johns, smart kid, graduated from Princeton after the 2021-22 season and then joined Duke as a grad transfer. He holds his undergrad degree from Princeton in neuroscience and then graduated from Duke, the business school, with a master's of management and studies degree. He played 72 games in Princeton and then played 9 games during his time at Duke, including 2 games, by the way, in the ACC tournament for them and played in the NCAA tournament in 2022-2023.
That's very tough.
So, yeah, he's from Woodbury, was first team all league,
mm-hmm.
DC Metro, all academic honoree as well. So, in crunch time, the ball was going through old Max Johns, and he's 6'5 out there. And who was guarding him? Anthony Haney, all up in his grill.
I was, man. So during the course of the game, Max was getting downhill. He was getting to the basket, getting offensive rebounds, scoring. And, I think I had just checked back in the game, and I think it was the head coach of the Go-Go. I think it's Cody.
Yeah, Cody Topper.
He had told me, you go check Max. So I was like, all right, I'll go check Max. I'm talking about, I literally just checked back into the game. So I go full speed over, pick him up at half court. He didn't do anything in that possession. He just ended up passing the ball. But, yeah, I found myself checking him. I started doing pick and rolls. But it was a cool experience, you know. I didn't know this. Like in the moment, I'm one of those kinds of people. Like even if I know who you are, like that competitive edge I just have to me, and like no matter like who's in front of me, like I'm gonna give it my all and try to lock you up. So I found out after the game that that was Max Johns, and I said, really? That's tough. So it was a cool experience though. I wish Craig was out there, but I had some moments out there.
Next year, I've committed to making sure that I get ahead of it.
Yeah, the lead up to it, me and Craig, we will be in the gym.
Yeah,
we're gonna get right
next year. Instead of going to France, I'll get in the gym.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
it was funny because I was talking to someone about it afterwards, and I was like, he's like, man, we get out there, run around a little bit. I'm like, the running ain't the hard part. It's the cutting and doing anything useful.
Yeah.
The skills probably have seen a little decline. And, you want me to move laterally? No, I just trot forwards forever right now. Running, the wind would not be the issue. Conditioning, not an issue for me right now.
Have you shot one of those Wilson basketballs? So that was my first time ever like shooting an NBA Wilson basketball.
Yeah, the leathers feels a little different. It also felt light.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I don't know
like,
what it was.
So I flung up one shot from like the bleachers,
uh-huh.
And like yeah. And tried to like half court fling it. And look, I'm not trying to make excuses, but it felt like that ball just died on me.
Yeah.
Like you know when you hit a golf ball up into the wind or you throw a football like dead into the wind and it just dies.
Yeah.
Like, I let that thing go, and first thing, I was like, man, I'm tight. Like, this is not going to be close. And, like, I'm firing away from the bleachers, but I still was, like, short enough that it was embarrassing, and now I'm telling everybody about it on the radio. But I did feel like, I'm like, I thought I flung it harder than that. Was I just weak? Or did that ball have, like, a kind of a weird, it just, you saying that made me feel a little bit better, that it has, like, a little bit of a different feel to it.
Yeah, way different feel.
Like, the density's off.
Yeah, there's a lot off about it. To be honest, it sort of kind of felt like if you're at King's Dominion, I'm not sure the kind of balls that they use, but like the density on those balls are way different.
Like in the little carnival thing where the rims are bent.
Yeah,
you ever look at one of those rims from the side?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it hits the ball hits every part of the rim and then comes out. Yeah.
Yeah, because the rim is barely big enough for the ball to actually fit through because they squish it down.
Yeah. I think it was like one of those kind of.
You hit a couple shots. You got downhill. You got a couple layups. You should have had the assist of the night too.
Oh my
gosh! Full speed, did not slow down around the back bounce pass. Hit dude in the hands in rhythm, and he missed the bunny.
Yeah, I couldn't believe DA was so funny on the mic too, though.
Oh yeah, David Aldridge is doing PA for this game. Well, I forget what he says.
He said 16, the basket might not count, but that was a hell of a play or something like that.
Hey, you got compliments from the Hall of Famer.
I'm saying, but yeah, now that was a I couldn't believe, you know, he missed the layup on the other side. I was like, no way.
I gotta give Dawkins his props too. He came out
firing, bro.
Yeah. He played college ball and you know. He got out there. That first one he hit was about 4 or 5 feet behind the line.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, Will.
And that's actually far because I was shooting like regular three-pointers, like I guess like at the regular arc, and that felt far. So him being 4 or 5 feet behind the arc.
People don't realize how far, and this is like a kind of a simplistic thing to say, but people don't realize how far the NBA three is.
Yeah, it's far.
Way out there. Like I remember I've told this story before. Chances that anyone listening has actually heard it because I don't think I've told it that many times. But after Dame hit the shot against Oklahoma City, so this is the one in Paul George's face, it's like a 38 and a half foot step back. I went to my local gym and I tried that shot. And I hit anything. I didn't make any. I tried 10 of them. I only hit something, rim, backboard, anything, twice.
Fading away.
Yeah. Because it's not, and I'm not weak, and I don't have Anthony see me shoot. My range is pretty good.
Yeah, Craig can shoot.
I can hit NBA threes. But to hit a step back 38 footer, the strength that takes and the fluidity in your shot is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And Dame did it to win a playoff series over the outstretched arms of a 6'10", like, second team all defense guy.
Yeah. But. Yeah, the arc is definitely different. I did end up hitting. I went 1 for 2 from three. I think I got fouled. There were no fouls really.
You
being
did
called,
get fouled on a three.
But
I was
definitely
upset.
Got fouled.
Dawkins shooting. Called a foul. Yeah. It was kind of funny because when Dawkins would do anything, people are like, "Oh, he gets to make the rules." Then everyone in the building that had a Wizards anything on realized that was their boss, and thus yes, he does get to make the rules.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
I'm kind of upset with Will though. He should have called a foul for you. You guys are on the same team.
Man, yeah, I got.
You must
have
not seen it.
Yeah, I got killed. But outside of that, I hit my first one, though. I barely hit any in the layup line, so I wasn't really feeling too confident.
Sometimes that be how it goes, though.
Yeah.
Bad warm-up, good game.
Yeah,
take that. Also, Woj retired. We were supposed to do that this segment.
Ah.
We can talk about that for 2 minutes on the back end. We'll also get your real things, real people said, and real microphones as we wrap up on The Hoffman Show. It's The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. streaming live on YouTube where someone was complaining in the comments. I wasn't in the chat very much today, Anthony, but someone was complaining that we talk about ourselves too much. And I'm like, buddy, my name's on the show. Like, I don't know. Some people, like, we title the show on YouTube with the main topic of the day. So some people come thinking that's all it's going to be. And they don't realize that, like, we tag it with, like, the date and the Hoffman show. So, like, hey, this is a 3-hour simulcast of a radio show. And they're like, why are the breaks so long? It's like, because we don't play the commercials on the internet because there's rules about that stuff.
Yeah.
And so we play the show on the internet and we hope you watch it. And we honestly, we hope you eventually tune into the radio show because that's how it's better for us. Put it that way. And so someone was complaining in the chat, like, this guy just talks about himself. He got to be thankful for your free meal in the press box. I'm like, thanks for discovering what sports radio is. Welcome. Hope you come back.
I don't think he gets the show.
Well done, Anthony.
Yeah.
Well done. I do not think he gets the show. I hit a thing, but the thing. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Sorry, Max Underwood. Sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry, I wasn't in the chat earlier to shout you down earlier. Adrian Wojnarowski retired today, which is the ultimate Woj bomb, if you will. A final bomb from Woj on the way out. The ESPN NBA insider, who's been the top newsbreaker in the league for better part of a decade, if not longer, decides to hang up his tweeting fingers. He's going to be the general manager of his alma mater's basketball team of St. Bonaventure. So he'll manage like their NIL deals and a bunch of stuff there, which is very cool for him. I did see a really funny thing that was basically like, man, how stressful must that job be if managing the NIL deals for St. Bonaventure is a relaxing step back? Because that sounds like a lot of work. But I do think that people don't understand how stressful news breaking is. And I legitimately cannot imagine what it's like to be Woj or Schefter or Rappaport or all these guys. And not that they're not incredibly well compensated, but they are on call 24/7, 365 in a way that is not healthy. Like, to just be that attached to your phone at all times, to constantly be trying to check in with people. I was exhausted trying to be on top of the news on a beat for one team. I was responsible for what happened on the Commanders beat when I was covering the team. And I remember distinctly, and I think I've told this story before, but like, I had a moment where I was at my friend's birthday party or it wasn't even a party. It was like a get together. And the Monte Nicholson thing happened in One Loudoun. And I had to leave to go report. And I was like, this blows. I'm not doing this anymore. And that was my last season on the beat. And for guys like Keim that have done it for 30 years, like, salute, sir. For people like Woj who do it for every team, or Schefter to be on top of all this stuff, to check in with that many people, to obviously those guys are getting information, but you have to give to get and you have to manage a lot of stuff. What was told to me on the record? What was off the record? Like, it is a lot. And you know, you're breaking contract news at 3 a.m. because some agent's like, hey, we're over in Europe and we just signed the contract. Here's the 3-year, $36 million deal for the 7th guy in the 9th team in the East rotation. And you're expected to break it right then. That's no way to live. So I'm not surprised that he eventually was like, I'm good here. And for Passan and Schefter and Rappaport and, you know, these guys that are doing it at other networks, for Shams, younger guy, who obviously followed in Woj's footsteps at Yahoo and was working with Woj for a while. Like, I just imagine the shelf life for an insider cannot be very long, Anthony. And thus, Woj decided to shelve it. He's like, I'm good. I've made my point.
37 years is crazy, though, man.
Yeah, he covered the league for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. So congrats to Woj. It was really cool, I will say. I'd heard some mixed reviews on Woj, if I'm being honest. Like, he can be pretty ruthless, but he's apparently like the best teammate you could have. To see everyone from like NBA types to like Katie Nolan posting today about how Woj was really generous with his time, and not on like a, hey, here's how you should make it in the business, but like talking to her before she went on her first date with her now, I can't remember if they're married yet, fiance or husband. Like, really human stuff. and to see like Malika Andrews talk about what a great teammate Woj was, and on down the list of folks who work with him. It's cool stuff. And that's ultimately how you want to be remembered, is a good person. And obviously we all know that dude was ridiculous at his job. All right. Well, let's wrap up the show, shall we? Hard left into real things real people said into real microphones.
Real things.
We're not going to be sucked this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
Tomorrow on the show, by the way, never read the comments. Our guy Dan Pizzuta joins. So many of the usual Thursday staples. Plus, we will hear from the head coach and quarterback of the Commanders, Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn. Right now, we're going to hear from the head coach of Marshall football, who had something to say as he and his team are getting ready to face Ohio State this weekend.
And I feel good about the players we have. I would love to have some of those guys from Ohio State, too. So if they want to transfer on down, we've got a Tudor's Biscuit NIL, all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tudor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day if you transfer here. So, but yeah.
I don't know how to follow that.
That's incredible.
I made sure to keep that part.
That reporter deserves a raise, and so do you, Anthony, for not editing that out of the clip. I didn't catch that part. Oh, my God. That's incredible. I don't know how to follow that. I don't either.
It's a real thing. A real person sit into a microphone. I don't know how to follow that. Tudor's Biscuits, baby.
Shout out to Tudor's. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man.
That's good stuff. DK Metcalf scored a touchdown this weekend and then celebrated, and no one knew what the hell he was doing.
Here's what I was doing. You know the picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware River? That's what I was trying to impersonate. It was terrible.
It really. Once he explained it, I see what he's trying to do.
No,
He tried to do the point for the knee up.
Oh, I guess they are in New England, so still don't get it.
Still, I mean, I didn't say it was good, but at least
you understand. Okay,
I was like, I see what you're trying to do. You just did a bad job. You scored a touchdown, horrible. So that's cool. All right, we'll do a good job tomorrow. We promise.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.